Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Sacramento Republic FC is known for being a powerhouse in the USL Championship League, with one of the largest and most committed fan bases. And this week, the team is facing off against a top-tier opponent at home in the quarterfinals of the 2024 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Let's take a listen to what happened in the Indomitable Club's last cup game in late May.
Felipe, watch out. Parado. Flick on. Herrera. It's full time! A cup set that's all hurt for Sacramento! The Republic advance over San Jose! On to another quarterfinal!
That's Sacramento Republic pulling off a come-from-behind cup set, defeating the San Jose Earthquakes, a Major League Soccer team, 4-3 after extra time in the round of 16. Tomorrow night, July 9th, Republic FC will play their quarterfinal match at Heart Health Park against another MLS team, the Seattle Sounders FC. To preview the matchup, we welcome back Sacramento Republic's president and general manager, Todd Donovan. Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, Chris. Great to be here.
Let's start off with a quick refresher for our listeners. How big of a competition is the Open Cup, and what makes playing in one of those matches different from just any other league game?
Yeah, the Open Cup is a very unique competition, I think, in American sports. And really, it's something that's done all over the world where teams of all levels can enter. That's why they call it an Open Cup. It's truly open with 90-some teams to start things off. And we've whittled down, and now we're down to eight. So it's really the underdog story, the opportunity to punch above your weight a little bit. And it's something that our team, our club, and our city, I think, has really thrived on over the years.
Give us a recap of Sacramento's journey through the Open Cup so far. You started the competition in the round of 32 in early May, playing against Monterey Bay FC. How did that go?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's a local rival, Northern California Derby, and another team that's at the top of the Western Conference with us in our league standing. So that was a big game for us. You know, but again, at home in the cup competition, we've been very formidable over the years and have won a heck of a lot more than we lost. I think we've only lost one or two games in the history of the club now, 11 years. So this is a really important tournament for us. We came into it against a tough opponent in Monterey, but took care of business there and, you know, got a chance against the Earthquakes shortly thereafter.
We just heard that clip in the intro from your last Open Cup match against San Jose. That was down to the wire, coming back from two goals down to win in extra time. What was that roller coaster like for you?
Yeah, we, you know, it was a tough game. I think we, it was back and forth. We came from behind on more than one occasion in the game, ended up scoring four goals on the Earthquakes. They scored in extra time. So it went to extra time. We played the full 90 minutes. Then it's another additional 30 minutes on top of that. The Earthquakes scored pretty quickly in extra time. And you feel at that point, boy, the momentum's against us. So then the halftime of extra time happened with 15 more minutes and we came out. You know, our coach made a couple great subs and it made the difference. We got some energy. You could hear it. The crowd was going crazy. We got two goals kind of back to back before they knew what happened and saw the game 4-3. So it was an exciting one. Being a former defender, I don't love 4-3 games, but if it's us on top, I don't care how it happens.
You know, Sacramento FC is now one of just eight teams in the cup quarterfinals. I'm wondering, what does it mean for you to be hosting the game at Heart Health Park in front of Sacramento fans?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we've had a ton of success here over the years, and the main reason is the support we get from Sacramento. You know, the fans, the community comes out in droves for us time and time again, and this is no different. We're expecting a sellout against the Sounders. There's some tickets left, but you have to hurry. We're having $2 beer night also, which is always a nice benefit, especially on hot days. But the weather, I think, is going in our favor as well. It's one of the cooler days of the last week, expected tomorrow, and the game's at 8 p.m. So by the time the sun goes down, it's going to be a really nice night. and a great atmosphere. And I think our team just gets up for these games. Our community stands up for these games. And it's just, you know, really a moment of pride, I think, for Sacramento and our region to show that we can beat teams like the Earthquakes. Last year, you know, in 2022, it was the Galaxy. It was the Earthquakes. It was Sporting Kansas City, you know, all the way to the final against Orlando. You know, that stuff isn't supposed to happen, but it did. And, you know, we're here to try to give it another shot to get back.
Well, you know, when it comes to the opponent, we're talking about Seattle. Republic FC has a bit of a history with Seattle. You played them once before in the Open Cup. Tell us about that shared history between the two clubs.
Yeah, that was back in 2018. It was the Open Cup. I think it was a round of 32, so two rounds earlier than this one. You know, and Seattle came to town, and that game went into extra time as well. You know, and a late goal by our now broadcaster Adam Moffitt started that, played it out wide to Elliot Horde, who's recently was coaching in our academy, who played it across to our all-time leading goal scorer Cam Awasa to finish it off. And I think you know, that was a special win. You know, in the next round after that, I think we went down to LAFC and played down there in their inaugural season. So it was you know, these are fun games. I think it's something that all of us look forward to, our entire club, and you know, these are special moments.
Seattle is also another MLS team. They're also a four-time Cup champion. How has Republic FC been preparing to face this kind of an opponent in Seattle?
Well, we know they're stacked with talent. I mean, they have talented players, international players all over the field, meaning that they play for their full national teams. And this is a very proud franchise, very successful franchise. As you said, four U.S. Open Cups. They've won MLS Cups recently, and even won the club cup for the entire region. And we're the best, you know, team, beating out teams from Mexico and all of the CONCACAF North and Central America. So we know that they put a lot of weight into this tournament. This is important to them. They're coming off a game on Saturday where they played New England Revolution at home and won 2-0, you know, and then they play again on the weekend, you know. So I think for us, we have to be ready for anything that they throw at us, just like we did against San Jose, and know that it's going to be, you know, we have to be at our best to take them down, but we feel confident at home, and we feel like this is going to be a, you know, a game that that we're up for.
You know, going into tomorrow's match, Republic has hit a little bit of a slump in league play. You've had three losses and two draws since you beat the Earthquakes in May. What will you be looking for from the team to overcome those struggles?
Well, hopefully some amnesia. I think you want to try to put that sort of out of your head, you know, because ultimately it doesn't matter. You know, what we've done previously, whether we've won five games in a row going into this or we've lost five, which we haven't, you know, it really doesn't matter. You have to be present. You have to be focused on the task at hand, which is the Sounders. And going up against them, you know, they're a juggernaut in MLS. We know that. So really everything that's happened up until now, we have to put aside. We started the season incredibly. We had 11 games unbeaten, you know, going into this little stretch. And yes, we've had a bump, but this happens every year. You're going to go through ups and downs. And, you know, what better opportunity to break out of that than against the Sounders?
You know, Todd, as we all know, Sacramento has unfortunately been baking under this heat wave for the past week or more. Temperatures tomorrow are forecast to be again in the high 90s, almost 100 degrees. How are you going to make sure that both the players, the fans stay safe in the heat?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just talking about the players on the field, our players have been playing in this. We think it's an advantage for us. Doesn't get that hot up in Seattle. I'm sure you've been there. It's a very different climate. And so we feel like this is an advantage for our guys who have been used to this, this type of heat. It's actually going to cool down a little bit. We've got cooling stations in the stadium for our fans. We've got, misters. We're making sure, yes, we have $2 beer night, but we also want to make sure people are hydrated and going into it, being smart. So it's an 8 o'clock game. We pushed the kickoff time back a little bit. And as you know, here in Sacramento, that makes a big difference when the sun goes down and the temperature drops pretty fast. So we're expecting temperatures for game time to be in the mid 80s down into the 70s by the second half, which will be very comfortable.
In our last minute or so here, Todd, you know, just reflecting on what's ahead of you, what does a game like this mean for Sacramento's soccer scene and just soccer overall in our region?
Well, hopefully it's a lot of pride. I think that's what we've seen over and over is these are moments to test ourselves against the best that there is. And when a team like the Sounders comes into town, it's a special moment. It doesn't happen all the time. And our club, our city rises to the occasion time and time again when this happens. And, you know, our players are excited for this opportunity. Our club is excited. I know our fans are excited. It's hard to find a ticket right now, but they're out there. So I think for us, it's just a big opportunity and really nothing to lose. I think that's what's exciting for us is, hey, we're the underdogs going into this. That's a position we're very comfortable with. We lived through that in 2022 and rode that all the way to the final. So to be able to play at home, to be able to play against a team like the Sounders, who have had so much success in this tournament. We did it in 2018. We know that they're, you know, on a good streak right now, but we feel like, you know, in a one-off game at home, it's going to be a fun night.
Well, I know you'll have a lot of very loud and loyal fans out there tomorrow night. Todd, thanks so much for joining us here on Insight, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, as always.
Todd Donovan is the president and general manager of Sacramento Republic FC. The team is preparing to face off against the MLS club Seattle Sounders FC tomorrow, July 9th at Heart Health Park on the grounds of Cal Expo in the quarterfinals of this year's U.S. Open Cup competition. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.